Thank you.
That's it. Done.
All right, and now we're back.
We're back.
Everyone, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis, St. Paul, around the world at KFAI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. This is the seventh annual Metal Meltdown. I'm the Doof. Mr. Kellerman is with me in the studio. John Allen is still working live sound, and we just finished listening to a full set from Inhuman Scourge.
And what a set it was.
What a set.
I had just got run over by a steamrolling tank.
We got to see if we can get these guys in to chat a little bit.
We do. Should I go fetch?
Go fetch.
All right.
By all means.
Are you muted?
Am I muted? Yes. I'm good. Thank you so much. So if you're just now tuning in, it is 9 o'clock p.m. And this is the first year we've done this on a Sunday. Typically, in years past, we've been on Thursdays, but this year the station wanted us on a Sunday. So we've been taking our since midnight until midnight. And we do this annually, primarily as a fundraiser for the station, because we're never not in need of financial assistance from the community. But we do it specifically to honor the memory and the legacy of Earl Roots, who was a founding member of this station, started the show Root of All Evil. And then that blossomed into the little on-air metal community and heavy music community that we've got
today.
Yeah,
seriously. I mean, it transformed the metal culture in Minnesota.
It absolutely. Are they going to come in?
Yeah.
Okay, I was just checking.
Yeah, they're on their way.
To see.
We can talk early.
See how
then.
Long we can stretch about that. Here we go. We got John coming back in.
Mr. John.
Anyway, let's talk about
June 14th.
June 14th. This is you're putting on that show.
Nope, this one isn't mine.
This is not yours.
Nope. We were asked kindly by Inhuman Scourge to provide our talents.
Fair enough.
I believe they set it up as their release show, and then Mellow Harsher is coming on the bill, which features Jim from Deterioration, which is a big deal, playing that kind of grind attack. That'll be awesome. Slag from Mono Videos playing. Super cool band, super cool guys. June 14th, Pillar Forum. Be there.
And,
or you're an idiot.
We've got... we're getting the band basically situated.
Yeah, we're just about there.
Here, does everybody have like a pair of cans and...
Yep.
Microphone, you guys want to introduce yourselves for the record?
Yeah, I'm Chad. I play drums.
Bruce bass.
Aaron, guitar and vocals.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, very nice job.
Seriously, just you. Pummeling.
Oh, thank you very much.
Just thank you, absolutely, it came out of either my mouth or Josh's mouth at least once every 5-6 minutes about during the set. But man, this is so great. This is just in your face, old school, unapologetic death metal, and it was fantastic.
Exactly.
Well, mission accomplished then.
Mission accomplished.
You guys do that style perfectly, man.
Oh, thank you very much.
You do. So you've got the new EP that is just out digitally today.
Yeah, I guess I got around to uploading it late last night. I guess it's still today, but yeah. Yes, sir.
And I think you said it's going to be coming. You're going to have some CDs and cassette.
Yeah, we got
for the release.
Yep, Jim from Deterioration has a label called Shattered Dreams Productions. He's putting out our EP on cassette, which is available for pre-order right now at his website. Was it www.shatterdreamsproductions.com.
I don't mean to Dieter, but can I please Dieter for 1 second, and then we'll get back to Inhuman Scourge? Shattered Dreams? Jim from Deterioration? Why is he going to call his company Shattered Dreams? I mean, that's not really his vibe, is it?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm just pondering this curiously.
I think the logo has like a exploded head.
There's a twist to it, okay.
In the middle of it, yeah.
Got it, okay. Sorry. Please go back.
I don't know the story behind the name of his label. I was surprised when I first heard it,
too. Yeah, it caught me off guard. That's why I seriously was like, okay,
I
want to
know which one
weird.
Got away from him. actually.
Yeah, exactly. Jim's trying to like, get us to read between the lines and like feel his pain.
Yes.
Do we? Do you guys have other shows coming up beyond the June 14th gig?
Not at the moment.
In the pipeline?
Not at the moment.
We'll get that fixed soon.
Something. Yeah. For sure.
And what comes? What I mean, are you like what comes next? Are you guys like already working on new? Like I feel like when you were here last, Aaron, I think you said like, did you say you were already working on like new material for?
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're always working on new stuff. Yeah, we're currently working on some new stuff right now, like in between gigs and, you know.
How many songs are you up to now, if you happen to know?
Well, we have the 8 finished. I've written a couple of more that I've recorded on my phone.
Okay.
We've worked on a bunch of stuff over the years that we'd have to, like, but, like, yeah, just the 8 that we've recorded are actually finished right now. But there's, like, bits and pieces of stuff here and there, so...
That's awesome.
It should come together fairly quickly, yeah. So hopefully we'll be back in the studio before the end of the year.
I hope so, man. Keep pushing it out.
Keep pushing out. Keep us in the loop so we can get it out and play it. Do you guys have any like particular like? Because you guys have been around. Like, do you guys have any particular like stories about Earl?
Well, I never really met the guy too many times. When I first moved to town, he was doing a thing at Whiskey Junction, I think.
Aaron was on Team Decker.
Just joking. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Whiskey Junction, he had something. At Spring Street Tavern, he had Motley Tuesdays or something.
I don't know
if that's what you're thinking. I never went to any of them.
I think
so.
He moved it to Whiskey Junction.
Oh, went to Whiskey Junction.
Or the whatever was the one next to it, was it? Oh, there's those three bars next to there's a Caboose, then there's Whiskey Junction, there's another one.
The Joint?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might have been the Joint. I don't know, one of those bars there. I just moved here from North Dakota. This was like 2005. And I remember showing up to a couple of those and just kind of trying to chat with him in between sets with his band and a little bit here and there. But I never really got to know the dude or spend a lot of time with him. I think the record store had already been closed by the time I moved here. But Decker spoke highly of him always. I know that there was like some kind of rivalry between those two going on, you know. Behind, you know, but behind the scenes, they have a great deal of love and respect for each other.
It was a friendly rivalry.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, they got a kick out of each other and, you know, like to make fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines.
Well, I think Earl would have been pleased by what he heard tonight, by what you guys threw down in there.
Oh, most definitely, man. That, like I said, like, there's just not enough bands doing it the style you guys are doing it still. I mean, it's just, it's needed. And, man, I just forgot what I was going to say. Have I mentioned that I've been here for 15 hours?
It's been
now?
A long day. It's been a long day.
I am running on fumes here.
Same. But no, it was great to have you guys play. It meant a lot. And like we said, just please keep us in the loop with the plans moving forward so we can keep playing and promoting the music.
We most definitely will.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, and thanks for having us once again. It was
great to be appreciated. Oh, I remember what I was. Sure.
Nah, I'm not gonna say it.
Say it.
No. Let's just say I like the attitude of this band.
So do I.
The way you came out and said we are in Human Scourge, and we're here to play death metal or whatever the exact words were.
Yeah, something like that.
That was very impactful.
Like
seriously.
It's just ripping off Lemmy from Motorhead, you know what I mean? It's doing it in a deeper voice, whatever.
Well, it's mastering stage banter, whether you're lifting it from somebody or not.
Right.
And that was really effective at like beginning of the set, calling everybody forth, like
coming in hot.
Yeah, coming in hot.
Right.
That was fantastic.
That one's going down in infamy, man.
Intentional.
Coming in hot.
I like how a dude from Crowbar does it, you know. We're Crowbar, and we're here to kick your ass.
Nice. That's funny. I did see them once, but I don't remember that. Oh, man. Good
There's
stuff.
That unapologetic right there.
Yeah, you got to be intentional with it, you know. It's metal.
Exactly, man.
All right. Well, we'll play some more tunes. You wanted me to cue up the Volsunga Saga.
Yes. I think Mr. Matt Parkins is out there listening. He provided an exclusive, well, not exclusive, but like a track that's not on their CD, and I don't think it's going to be on their forthcoming CD. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm not really inclined to say much about it, except he's allowed me to play it. It's an Ian Herger cover, however you say that. Odin Owns Y'all, and they do it very nicely.
Well, we'll give it a spin right here. And again, this is the 7th annual Metal Meltdown on KFAI.
Hell yeah. Odin Owns Your Ass.
Yeah.